Good morning. I am reading the statement on behalf of the Minister of Food and Agriculture of Ghana, Dr. Owusu Efiri-Akoto, who unavoidably is unable to attend plenary this morning. FAO Director General, members of the Governing Council, colleague ministers, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, I extend warm greetings from the President and people of the Republic of Ghana. It is a personal delight and honor for me to participate in the 42nd FAO Conference, which has brought together my colleagues from other countries, development partners, experts, and other stakeholders in agriculture. The theme for this year's conference, Food Systems Transformation, from strategy to action. Given the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the global economy, speaks directly to the challenges occasioned by the pandemic. It also reflects the mood of the international community, especially countries like Ghana, where the pandemic has constituted a major setback to our momentum for transforming agriculture and is in effect a call to action. The opportunity presented by this August platform to review sector performance, deliberate, share ideas, experiences, and lessons from other countries inspires great hope. We are grateful to the FAO for contributing to the global effort at transforming agriculture over the years. Ghana's experience in the process of transforming agriculture has practical insight and has reinforced the need for greater investment in the sector, especially to guarantee food security at all times. In recognition of this, from inception, my government's development agenda has centered on revamping the agricultural sector to drive sustainable growth and structural transformation of Ghana's economy. Practical commitment to this agenda has found expression in massive investment in various sectors of agriculture, that is to say, food crops, tree crops, livestock mechanization, and agricultural infrastructure development. The vehicle for delivering investment in these strategic areas has been the government's flagship program, Planting for Food and Jobs, PFJ. The massive investments in these areas have paid off significantly. The manifestations include increased productivity with the doubling and tripling of staples such as maize, rice, and soybeans, increase in the participation of farmers in the PFJ program, and enhanced modernization of the agricultural sector. Since 2017, when the government introduced the PFJ program, Ghana has experienced food surpluses that have triggered exports mainly of staples such as maize and rice to neighboring countries. The PFJ intervention has also contributed to significantly increased farmer incomes and employment. In the quest to build a resilient food system, the government of Ghana has also invested in the construction of 80 1,000 metric ton capacity warehouses to promote food storage and the building of strategic reserves. The warehouses will curb the recurring annual problem of post-harvest losses and guarantee farmers' incomes through greater accessibility to markets. Farmers have also received a major boost through the establishment of mechanization service centers and the importation of handheld equipment for use by smallholder farmers. This will help reduce the drudgery in farming. Government has also arranged to import milling machines to motivate rice farmers as part of government's agenda to achieve self-sufficiency in the production of rice by the year 2025. Through the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, the government of Ghana is also investing in the livestock sector. The provision of improved breeds to farmers and investment in infrastructure is expected to increase productivity and promote the competitiveness of the sector. Ladies and gentlemen, these interventions have firmly put Ghana on the path of transforming its agriculture in spite of multiple and complex challenges particularly the vulnerabilities of the country's food system, which were exposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Policymakers now appreciate even more the need for greater investments and positive action in Ghana's food systems. Government's response has been to roll out a $174 million major intervention known as the COVID-19 Alleviation and Revitalization of Enterprises Support Program. This intervention is to provide strategic support to agriculture and other priority sectors to maximize the returns on the economy from agriculture. Ultimately, it is expected to motivate private sector investment for the needed partnership with government to build a robust and resilient food system. To conclude, ladies and gentlemen, the forum presents an opportunity in anticipation of the successful outcomes of the forthcoming Food System Summit for global action to impact agriculture positively, to build the needed food systems and guarantee global food security at all times. I thank you for your attention.